All right, Heaton, what are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about a topic that I would say is related to Steve Jobs first and foremost, because that's who I think of when I think about these two words, and or actually three words, and the words are reality distortion field.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
Yeah.
And what we're basically going to talk about is just break that out, right? A lot of people would say you'd be in a room with Steve Jobs and he'd have this reality distortion field where he would make you believe his reality, basically, or whatever he believed to be reality and believed to be true. And you would literally get absorbed in it. And that's basically a reality distortion field. The idea that there's some people, usually founders is who people talk about, that are either charismatic enough or convincing enough that they basically distort reality all around them. So if you come in their field, right, you're gonna be influenced by that. And that's that's what we're gonna talk about today. I think that's a very interesting topic, and I haven't really heard too much content about it.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm curious. Maybe somebody who's hearing this can do some research and let us know on Twitter or on our Facebook group. Just go to thestartupchat.com/FB for Facebook and join us. We crossed the 800 mark. We're probably going to be by close to 1,000 very soon. Where does that term come from? Like, I also know this as like the first time I heard reality distortion field was in context and in relation to Steve Jobs, but I'm not sure if that's what it's coming from. It sounds even like something that would come from like a Star Trek or some like sci-fi book or thing. I don't know where that term comes from.
I just Googled it because I'm on my computer today, and it says on Wikipedia, reality distortion field, RDF, is a term coined by Bud Tribble at Apple Computer in 1981 to describe company co-founder Steve Jobs' charisma and its effects on the developers working on the Macintosh project. Tribble said that the term came from Star Trek. Later, the term has also been used to refer to perceptions of his keynote speeches, or Steve Notes, by observers and devoted users of Apple computers and products.
Dope. That's so awesome. Okay. So we got the originator, you know, from Wikipedia, kind of the history. And I was not that wrong, right? So this is a techie sci-fi ish term that he used. All right, so let's riff-raff a little bit on so now we know where it came from. We also, I think everybody kind of gets what it describes. Like, it describes somebody that is altering or distorting the way that people think about reality in a way that makes them, you know, think differently about it or buy into a very different version of reality that person is selling or living in. But how do you create reality distortion fields, and how did Steve Jobs do that? And how do you protect yourself from them? And, you know, while I'm even talking about this, I want to throw somebody else out, and maybe we're going to be ping-ponging between these two figures to unpack this, which is Steve Jobs and Donald Trump, right? And I know we're all sick of Donald Trump right now. He's all over the news if you're in the U.S. especially. But I do want to point two different situations, then let's talk about that in terms of like those guys living in their own reality, but the difference of that in terms of the impact for other people. So there's one great example with Steve Jobs where he came back to Apple. Apple was